Hi, welcome to The Project of You, a podcast where a normal everyday person, me, and a expert in couple therapy and trauma, me,
get together and have conversations that benefits everybody.
Absolutely. And I have to disagree with you, Niusha, because you're not a normal person. You have been training with me in doing this episode like for long
it's
time
been a while now,
so you kind of
I'm getting there
becoming an expert,
I hope so,
in yourself and your life.
The topics that we've been speaking about, and thank you for everyone sending through your words and messages and letting us know how much these podcasts have been helping.
Yes,
they've been helping me just as much as they've been helping you, and it's so exciting to be in a position to actually use some of the skills.
Absolutely.
That we talk about.
I love it. Thank you, everyone. But before we start, like always, I remind you that these podcasts and episodes are just to give you some heads up and some extra information that you may use in your personal life. For a proper diagnosis and a proper therapy, you can reach out to me on www.theprojectofyou.com.au and seek other professionals to help you going through your traumas or relationship difficulties.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
speaking
let's
of relationships,
yes,
you have been reading this amazing book, and you were talking to me about it today, and I thought that would be a really cool thing to talk about, which is eight dates that solidifies like a really strong,
very
long-lasting relationship.
Yes. This is the Eight Dates has been written by Dr. John Gottman and Julie Gottman's husband and wife,
yeah.
Amazing couples, which I am going through the training with them. And I'm using Gottman methods in my practice. They're talking about this very eight important dates to go through. And you know what? Doesn't matter if you're 10 years married. You can start now.
Whenever.
Yeah. As long as you start, you are safe. But obviously, if you're at the beginning of a relationship, perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing to
establish
a deep and meaningful relationship. But in this episode, I'm not going to be talking about the eight dates because it's too much.
Well, we can do a series. Let us know if you guys want us to do a full series on this, because I feel like it would be amazing.
Yes.
But for today, what shall we...
Today, I'm going to be talking about how you can have conversation with your partner, which in therapy I call them intimate conversation.
Okay, what's an intimate conversation?
Okay, the intimate conversation is a bit different with, you know, everyday conversation. This is when you creating a space for yourself and your partner to be able to express your needs and your feelings, or, you know, create that space for your partner.
Yeah.
For yourself or your partner to feel absolutely safe and feel free to share your innermost thoughts, feelings, fears without judgment.
Yeah.
Without being, you know,
lectured or
immediately solution thrown at you. Often couple
Yes, I'm so happy you said that. I think I feel like I see this online so often, and it's mainly women have this issue with male partners where they go, I'm just trying to vent to my partner, and he's just telling me do this, or here's the solution. Or have you thought about this, or thought about it from the other person's perspective, and they're like, that's not what I need right now. I just need you to hold space and let me vent. And I think so many couples would benefit from knowing how to do that properly.
Absolutely. And you know what, when you are bringing up a conversation or even just a simple vent, my experience shows that it's never the surface that you're talking about. It's often there is underlying feeling, and that people because they don't feel safe, because they don't feel they're being heard, they don't even really talking about what is matter, what is really been bothering them. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you guys that how you can have an intimate conversation with your partner, which allow your conversation to go to a few level deeper.
Yeah.
And I think I see it in my practice all the time with couples, like 18 years marriage, 23 years marriage. They are still not able to talk anything more than just a normal everyday
surface level,
you know,
yeah.
About the kids, about the work, about the, they don't allow themselves, or I would say they are fearful of getting deeper.
Well, it's an incredible skill.
Yes, amazing skill. Yes, because when a person wants to talk about their fear and their feelings, it requires a certain level of vulnerability and openness.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be vulnerable and to be open is something that all of us kind of, we haven't been taught how to do it.
Yeah,
but we don't know how to do it. We're scared of being vulnerable.
We're actively taught how to protect ourselves. We are not taught how to be vulnerable. Yes. We're taught how to not be vulnerable and how to toughen up.
Yes, I love the work of Dr. Brené Brown on vulnerability. So check her out. She's absolutely amazing because she's done a lot of research on vulnerability and how we are scared of being vulnerable because we don't want to get hurt further.
Yeah.
However, it's from those open heart, open mind conversation that you can actually connect with your partner.
And if you're listening to this, send this to your partner because they need to understand that
it's important.
A bid for a, what did you call it? An intimate
conversation.
A bid for intimate conversation can be as subtle as your partner coming home from work and they're really upset by a coworker. They're obviously triggered in some way and they're venting. It could be as subtle as that. It doesn't even need to be about a huge topic.
Yes.
But they are, it's like they're begging for you to know, to say the right things and do the right things and give them that comfort.
Ask questions.
That's right.
Get curious about how they feel.
Okay, so how do we do this? Is there a breakdown? What do you need to do?
Yes. So there are four skills that you need to learn as a speaker and as a listener.
Okay.
So every conversation, there is two parties. One is the listener, one is the speaker. So as Nisha, you said, this is very important. You either listen to this podcast with your partner or definitely send it to your partner.
Mm.
Take notes, discuss, talk about it.
Practice.
It's very important. This episode alone can change your relationship for better. This is a promise I'm making right here. Because I do it with my clients in my office. And just by doing, like in one session, they find themselves, they're getting closer with each other, they're connecting better without having a fear of what's the consequences of this conversation. It's
that
very important.
Life changing.
So,
okay, four skills.
Yes.
Skill number one.
Skill number one, and I say it over and over and over, when you are going to talk about an issue, you're only allowed to talk about yourself.
Okay. What does that mean?
You express how you feel in that particular situation and what are your needs.
I love that, actually.
In a particular situation.
Yeah.
So, because if you don't, what's the opposite of that is come across as a harsh criticism towards your partner. So when you say you never buy me a present, for example, you never tells me I love you, you never, using the word you and criticism words like never, ever, always, what Dr. Gottman's find out, that 3 first minutes of the conversation will indicate actually if this couple are going to stay together or not.
Wow.
They will divorce in future.
That's
if
crazy.
They don't change the way they're talking with each other.
Wow.
So number one skills I want everybody to practice, you start with I feel statement.
Okay. I love that because I think, like, and I've noticed the difference between, let's say for example, if I'm feeling guilty in a relationship.
Yes.
It's night and day. The conversations are completely different. If I say, I feel guilty because of this versus you make me feel guilty about this.
Yes.
When I start with you made me feel, immediately that's then falls on the other person to defend themselves. And then we've wasted the conversation on them defending themselves rather than them listening.
That's exactly. That's why it's important for everyone to learn this skill number one, because if you use it otherwise, you jeopardize your own position
within the first 3 minutes.
Listen to.
Yeah.
So it's important to start with I feel. Then exactly name how you feel.
Okay.
You know, I feel it could be positive, it could be negative. Doesn't matter. Like this is how you, even if you want to give your partner a compliment, you don't tell them, you always make me feel wanted.
You just say, I feel wanted.
I feel wanted.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Exactly, because that's exactly how you feel.
I like that.
Or in a negative way, you say, I feel rejected. I feel, because why is it important? Because the reality is that we have two reality.
Yeah.
Two subjective reality. When you tell your partner that you make me feel rejected, they go, what?
Yeah.
When?
How? And then they're thinking about themselves
rather than about you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you mention, I feel whatever you're feeling.
Okay.
Okay. And that needs to be followed with why.
Okay.
Why I feel this way.
And is that the time when you can say, because of an action that you did or an action someone else did, for example?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you give them the reason.
Okay. So you give them the reason.
Yeah. You give them, you talk about the why, whether you might want to include a description of an event that happened to you or an action that is your partner done or someone else has done to you that makes you feel that way.
Okay.
It's very, very important.
And that's skill number one.
That's a skill number one.
Okay.
Skill number two, now it's time for open-ended question by the listener.
Okay.
So a listener here, what are the open-ended question? The open-ended questions open the hearts.
Okay.
That's very important when you get curious.
Yeah.
You know, I always tells you, Nisha, that if there is a problem in your relationship, without pointing finger to yourself or to your partner, just get curious. Get together and get curious together about
the issue. Yeah.
So this is where you start questioning, like open-ended questions.
So you want to investigate more.
You want to investigate.
You got to establish
curious
that you guys are on the same page.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a very
absolutely
strong.
So how are
step.
The open-ended question? Tell me, what are those feelings? Can you expand on it? Open-ended question are anything, not saying the answer usually for a closed-ended question is yes or no. You don't want to ask closed-ended question. You want to ask open-ended question. Tell me more. How did that happen to you? When did that happen to you? When was the first time you experienced this feeling? So help your partner to get to the first time they experienced such a feeling. Because if you're experiencing a feeling now, it's highly possible that you have experienced this feeling in the past as well.
Especially the bigger the feeling,
Yes, yes,
absolutely. The bigger the reaction. There's a saying in therapy.
Yes.
I thought I'll, but they say, if it's hysteric, it's historic.
Mm.
So the more hysteric, the bigger your reaction, the more historic that experience is.
And remember, you're bringing up a feeling because there is an unmet needs there.
Mm-hmm.
So if your partner bringing up a feeling, whether negative or positive,
yeah,
they basically talking about the needs of them that hasn't been met yet. So get curious about that. Is what are your needs? So tell me, what do you need? How can this situation or discussing this situation can help us for you to have a better feeling instead of feeling abandoned, for example?
Yeah.
What needs to be done instead for you to not feel abandoned anymore? So you get very curious about that feeling.
Okay, that's skill number. Okay, so skill one is you need to express how you're feeling.
I feel
and why.
Yes.
Skill number two, now it's the listener's turn. Yes. They need to take over and they need to ask questions to make sure that they understand.
Yes.
And to make sure that you understand. And so you guys are now synced up on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Skill three.
Skill number three is that you don't stop there.
Okay.
Now
the listener.
The listener. Don't stop there. Don't be just happy with a couple of sentences of, it's because of this, because of that. Get deeper. Try to ask more questions that they are explanatory questions.
Okay.
So this is very important that you be there for your partner and reassure them that you have all the time in the world to listen to them. So you can start with a statement like, I have all the time in the world for you to tell me how you feel. So tell me, what are your needs? Don't be worried, because sometimes people feel like, oh, I don't want to, you know,
rant and I don't want to
bed and I don't want to impose myself on you. I don't want to. Let them know there are none of that. And you are there to listen to them without limitation,
that's
without
beautiful.
Condition.
That's beautiful.
Without having a time as an excuse that, oh, I have to sleep because I want to go to work tomorrow, or I'm, you know, don't have time for it. First of all, make sure when you are discussing whether you want to bring up the feeling you experiencing, that you have plenty time, whether is your partner supposed to be doing the listening, ask them if it's the good time to talk about it. If it's not a good time, if you don't have ample time in your hand, let your partner know. Say, look, because I want to
be there
as long as it takes, can we have this conversation on the weekends?
Yeah.
Can we have, you know, set a time for it. Set a time. It's so important that couples actually, especially these lives, these days, we are too busy.
Yeah.
It's important to schedule the time for this kind of intimate conversation. So this is important. You put it in your calendar. If you don't have time, we're going to have a deep and meaningful intimate conversation once a week. And you put like 3, 4 hours, 5 hours to the side for this kind of conversation.
Yeah.
So taking your partner there, you can ask them, you know, tell me what is it like, tell me all about it.
Yeah.
Don't hold anything back.
It's basically, you know, your partner comes to you, expresses something.
Mm.
You hear it, you ask questions, you establish what it is, and then you create space for them. You just go, we've got time.
Yes. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
I'm listening.
You make sense. You're making sense. That's good. Keep talking.
Absolutely.
Tell me. And then you can explore that together.
Yes. Yes. Tell me, for me, help me to understand the situation from your point of view. tell them that you are there to understand. You're not there to judge. You're not there to come up with a solution. Your main goal is there to understand.
Yeah.
And to listen. This is the role of a listener. And then we have skills number four. This is also one of the most important skills that everyone should learn, is to how to empathize. Oh, how yeah. to show your tolerance and express your empathy to your partner or to whoever that it's, you know, it's got a speaker role. Yeah. You as a listener, you should be able to validate their feelings. Now, validate their feeling, that doesn't mean you necessarily agree with what they're saying, but it's important to acknowledge that what they feel must be hard, must be tough. This is not easy to feel abandoned in relationship.
Yeah.
This is so you acknowledging and you empathizing.
And what you always said that always sticks with me is you said when someone comes to you, and whether it's your partner or your friend or your sibling, whoever it is, when someone comes to you with a bid for an intimate conversation, put your own agenda aside.
Absolutely.
Just listen. It doesn't matter if you feel attacked in that moment or if you want to defend what your intention was and, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Just pause that just for this moment, just for this conversation, and just acknowledge, oh, that must have been really hard.
Yes. Pose the judgment and pose the, what do you call it?
Like defenses, explanations?
No.
Advice?
Yes. Pose the advice. Pose giving solution.
Yes.
Pose. It's. But I don't. Listening as a, you know, as a listener, this is a dialogue you're having with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the pose of your monologue. It's the pose of your judgment. Pose of your own agenda. Pose of you only posing so you can understand more.
I love that.
Yes.
And if your partner sent you this podcast and you're listening to it right now, just to reiterate that, when someone comes to you in that moment with a bid for an intimate conversation, you do not need to do anything other than listen, acknowledge, and validate.
Yes. Yes.
Don't worry about advice. Don't worry about anything.
Even don't try to cheer your partner up.
Yeah.
Because by doing that, you actually minimizing that feeling.
Yeah.
So you just there, a good listener is someone that just creates that safe space.
And you might be wondering, that is a lot of work. Why am I needed? Why do I need to do all of that? Because it benefits you.
Absolutely.
It's your relationship. Oh my God. Partner is able to just come to you with something like this, and you're able to provide them with comfort in that moment. You've established yourself as that's their person.
Yes.
You are their partner. There is so much trust in your relationship now, empathy. Next time then you need something, you've established that line of communication.
Yes. Look, I see it every day within my couples that even a long-term marriage or long-term relationship, they are sitting in front of me and they are scared of each other.
Yeah.
And you know how painful it is for both of them? So they cannot really ever be themselves.
And they can't ever truly connect.
They cannot.
Because there's barriers. Yet. There's always
and
barriers.
And that gap is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So those people that bring themselves to couple therapy, they are very smart people. They are identified. There is a gap. And if we don't do anything about it, it's just only going to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They come. Doesn't matter. If you've done it wrong till now, that shouldn't stop you from changing your direction and your path and start doing it the right way. And you know what? Most of the people are actually doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Such as breathing. Did you know many people breathe in a wrong way?
Really?
Yes. They don't do they don't breathe from their diaphragm, they breathe from their chest. And that,
I feel like I do that. I think
and that increases their anxiety.
Wow.
So because they don't think about it, they get enough air so they can survive function, the function. But it's not the right way of breathing. So for the right way of breathing, you need to go learn how to breathe correctly.
So you can always learn, even if something as simple as breathing as that breathing. You've done your whole life.
Absolutely. So expressing empathy, it's you show them that you understand they are in pain.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel the pain you are feeling. Another thing which is very important with expressing your empathy and tolerance is you either on your partner's side or you are on the enemy sides of your partner.
Yeah.
So it's important to let them know, I am in your side, baby.
Yeah.
I am with you. So don't worry, it's me and you in front against of the whole issue.
Yeah.
The issue or the world. So make sure your partner doesn't feel alone. Because if you're not on their side, guess what?
You're on
the enemy side.
Yeah.
So if you want to help your relationship, make sure you use this sentence that I tell you to tell them, I am in your side. So these four skills are very important, obviously for that, you know, the listening is a skill that comes to some people naturally, but other people needs to learn it. And for you to becoming a good listener, there are some techniques that you can individually learn. You know, learn about open-ended question, learn about how to listen without judgment, learn about how to be in a role of a witness. So a listener, it's also, there's another name for a listener is to witness. Your role as a witness is a tough job as well.
Yeah.
Because your role is to let your partner know you are not alone. I am here. And for you to play that role as a listener, as a witness, it's so powerful when you are able to repeat what you heard from your partner using your own language. And make sure that what you heard is what they said.
Yeah.
Repeat it, ask them, is that what you said? Did I understand it well? So they can give you, you know, head nods or say, yes, this is exactly how I feel. Or they will say, no, actually, this is not what I feel. Then you ask again. So can you tell me more then? So help me to understand.
That's amazing. And that's true connection.
Yes. And this is where you're able to tune in with your partner's pain. This is where you tune in with your partner's joy. That's why we call it intimate conversation.
Yeah.
Because you really get connected to the core with your partner.
On such a deep level, yeah.
On such a deep level. So.
Amazing.
I hope this help you guys to go and enjoy having intimate conversations
successfully without it turning into a frustrating experience.
Yes.
And if you want to send this to your partner, if anytime you've tried to vent or express something and your partner is getting defensive or they're trying to give you advice and that's not what you want and you can't really explain why and they don't really understand, send this to them or sit down and listen to it together, discuss it together, because it's so transformative. If you're able to do this, this alone, the connection just gets so much deeper.
Especially, this is for the gentlemen that are listening right now. As I see it in my office, that as soon as the woman, like for example, start crying, the hands comes, you know, they cuddling their partner, they want to comfort their partner, or, you know, crack a joke, or they want to be funny because they feel like they need
to stop this. I have to stop this.
You don't have to stop this. It's important to let your partner to go through this journey to get to the bottom of it. She's actually begging you to come and see me, hear me, feel me, what I feel, what I hear. So don't go ahead with come up with the solution.
Yeah.
And often men especially are very much so quick to provide solution.
Which is wonderful, but not which in this is great. Context.
Not yeah. in this context. This yeah. is comes
keep
after.
Keep it for the office. Keep the solutions for the office.
And you know what? Work. You can use that solution-based skills later on.
Like but when, not during when, an intimate not, conversation.
Not through that. When you, both of you, say, okay, now I can exactly see you and feel you and hear you. What do you think we need to do?
Yeah.
Then both of you put your solution...
Skills to work.
And find what you can do for your partner not to feel abandoned and get, what can you do? And by the way, you need to ask them, what can I do for you not to feel rejected anymore?
Mm.
I had a client's dad, the wife was saying that he never buys me flower. And I asked the guy, so why don't you buy her flowers? Because she clearly likes flowers. He said, well, I don't like flowers. Like, but you're not buying flowers for yourself. You're buying flowers for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, a Valentine's Day comes, and when that guy was in my office, we organized, I helped him to organize a bunch of flowers to go home for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great, like, big bunch of flower was ordered. Put credit cards on, you know, the order was in.
The whole,
after I convinced him this flowers is not for you, it's for her. And she likes it. Next time I saw them, go, the flowers. He goes, oh, I had to cancel the flowers. I couldn't come up with a, you know, good reason.
Don't tell me stuff. This is why I can't be a therapist, because I, in that situation, I'd be like, dump him.
He said, I couldn't justify that amount of money to go on the flowers, because we have to put the flowers in the bin. So if you're going to come up with a solution how to make your partners happy, this is important to ask them.
Yeah.
What they want. And I'm going to give everyone another tip in case you haven't heard it before. Do the five love language.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The five love language quiz is online. You can do it. It's for free. Each of you, they sit and do the quiz separately. Don't discuss the result with each other. But when once the quiz is finished, then you can swap your result. And the result you have in your hands is the love language of your
partner. Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye-bye.